First Sergeant Amir has been an army reservist for a decade, but his experience serving on a tank in Israel's war on Gaza has left him so troubled he's decided to speak out.
There were no rules of engagement. The only rules of engagement were to shoot.
He's one of 24 Israeli soldiers to provide testimony to Breaking the Silence, an organization of Israeli veterans demanding accountability from their military masters. Almost 6 months after Israel's war on Gaza ended, the testimony sheds light on potential war crimes, including the targeting of innocent civilians.
We were told there are no innocents. Everyone is enemy.
Other soldiers didn't want to appear on camera, but they provided eyewitness accounts of three Palestinian civilians being shot and killed. One was an elderly man suspected to be a suicide bomber, but only carrying a flashlight.
The old man gave such a scream, I'll never forget as long as I live. Everyone is shooting and shooting, and the guy's screaming. The next morning we sent out the explosive detector dog to sniff him out. The guy was clean, nothing on him, except for the torch in his hand, a white shirt, and a long beard.
Some saw civilians forced to use sledgehammers to break into suspected Hamas houses before Israeli soldiers used them as human shields to enter.
In some cases, a civilian would be forced to walk in front of a soldier while the soldier placed the gun barrel on the civilian's shoulder.
In the aftermath of the war, people like Radi Abed Rabo made similar claims to Al Jazeera, which the Israeli army never responded to.
The Israelis were afraid of going into the houses, so they would send us ahead to tell people to evacuate. They made me dig holes in the wall and enter the houses first to check in case they were booby-trapped.
Breaking the Silence says it's not aiming to provide evidence of Israeli war crimes, but rather encourage a moral debate on what it calls a bleeding wound inflicted on Gaza.
These testimonies show that Israel did violate the number one principle in international laws of war. That is to distinguish between enemy combatants, who are legitimate targets, and innocent civilians and their property, which never are. Whether it leads to war crimes charges is unknown, but it's almost certainly destroyed Israel's long-running claim that its army is the most moral in the world. Dan Nolan, Al Jazeera, Jerusalem.